property investment with a twist and the keys to finding equity in your investment. PropertyWise.
Welcome back to PropertyWise, and great to be back with you. Ben Smith here. Cracker of a show coming up today. We've got a discussion with George Kafantaris of Property Portfolio, a property manager, and we're going to have the usual headline news. So let's get straight into the news.
Coming up in this week's PropertyWise news, we hear how it's a mixed bag for tenants and landlords as the rental market shifts back into balance, and that despite the rapid price rises, Australian houses remain some of the most affordable around the world. In this section of the news, we turn our attention to the increase in confidence reported among Australian builders and the recent success of an anti-fraud campaign targeting the housing market. But first, two mortgage brokers have been banned from engaging in credit activities for 3 years by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. Real estate agent Hua Quang and Melbourne mortgage broker Anthony Bergen face their bans as part of the crackdown by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission as the housing market heats up. 8 individuals have now been convicted or banned for providing false information in home loan applications since November as part of the industry watchdogs campaign. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission said they are working on another 15 cases at the moment and have been unpleasantly surprised by the amount of fraud it is detecting through its crackdown. The industry body representing mortgage brokers said it is pleased that the regulator has stepped up its focus on the industry and it will continue to support the Commission in this area. There was a strong rise in confidence among builders during the December quarter, according to a survey by Master Builders Australia. The industry association said building activity looks set to rebound in 2014 and take up the slack from any mining downturn in the coming year. Master Builders said the change in outlook from the building and construction industry, particularly in regards to residential building, was encouraging. The survey showed builders were starting to gain confidence in the non-residential sector as well, and there was a rise in the backlog of work in the industry. The results of the survey support recent Australian Bureau of Statistics data indicating housing is in recovery and set to boost the economy into the future. The survey also added weight to Master Builders Australia's forecast for residential building to improve strongly over the next 3 years.
And now straight over to our interview with George Kafantaris. Okay, great to have you with us in the studio, George Kafantaris for PropertyWise, and we're here with Bob as well.
Yes, good day, everybody.
Fantastic. Now, George, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business first.
Yeah, thanks, Bob, and all to the listeners. I have actually an interesting background, and my background is actually I'm a qualified chartered accountant, ex-director of PricewaterhouseCoopers. I'm a licensed real estate agent. I'm a qualified property investment advisor. And through the readers of your investment property magazine, I've also won the national title of Buyer's Agent of the Year for an unprecedented 4 years in a row. But more importantly, or as importantly, I'm a property investor myself. So I understand the day-to-day ownership of owning, you know, property investments.
Geez, there's nothing you can't do or haven't done, George.
Oh, Bob, look, you and I go back a long time, so you know my background. And it was through the necessity of property investors that I went and created a boutique property management company called Property Portfolio.
Fantastic, George. Now, look, rental management's a big topic. We're going to cover a few different things in the show today. So let's just have a bit of an overview on the market at the moment. The market's changed a little bit with the interest rates coming down and whatnot. Can you give us your take on where the rental market's at, where it's headed?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ben. And 2014 has started out to be a very, very diverse year. And we've seen so much difference compared to previous years. And one of the things you just mentioned were the interest rates. So with interest rates being so low, and we've got historical lows, we've actually seen a larger number of investors buying into the property market, but we've also seen a larger number of tenants actually buying their first and second round of investment properties themselves. So knowing that, We have seen properties on the market longer than what they should have. And we've also seen properties that are well presented, and we'll go back to this a little bit later on. We've actually seen properties that have been snapped up immediately. So the market, even though it's a general question, we need to break it down, what areas, what price point, what type of property, but it's definitely a diverse market, that's for sure.
So just briefly, with those people that may have been tenants, so some of them have now bought their own properties because it may be as cheap to buy or getting comparable to renting, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it is. And we've actually found a great mix. So we've actually found in some areas to buy a property is actually the same price or maybe a little bit cheaper than actually renting a property, but that's just one issue in isolation. What investors are also looking at is, do I want to be tied to a 20, 30 year loan? But we've also seen an unprecedented number of tenants, remaining tenants, but also becoming property investors themselves.
Yeah, well, that's the old story. Hey, haven't got time for it today, but you know, are you better actually renting and owning a property portfolio rather than owning your own home and flogging yourself for years paying that off? But that's a big subject in itself. We'll do that one another day.
Look forward to being involved in that conversation when the time is right.
Excellent. Now, George, tell us, coming into 2014, what kind of properties are going to make great rental properties in general in Brisbane and in the market at large, and that will maintain a strong demand?
Yeah. Look, that's also a great question, Ben, and we'd like breaking down that question into two different subsections. One is what type of property, and the other one is where is its physical location. So if I can talk about the location first, and location is paramount in having a property that will continually be, you know, tenanted and have vacancy to an absolute minimum. So good investment properties with minimum vacancies are the ones that are close to all the amenities, close to transports, close to schools, close to shopping centres, low or maintenance type of properties. The type of property, my apologies, is ones that are clean, they're fresh, you can put a tenant in there. We look at the number of bedrooms, you know, are there 2 to 3 bedrooms minimum, how many bathrooms, how many car parks? And also, when you walk into a property that's brand new, you've got all the freshness around it. And if the property is not brand new, then we look at the willingness of the landlord to keep it fresh and tenant friendly.
Are those brand new properties, are they in demand? Is there people paying a premium, or are they jumping on those new properties?
Yeah, look, there are. And one of the great things about the newly developed properties is that the demand for those properties are very high. People like the fact that, you know, everything in the property is nice. If it's a brand new property, all of the white goods, all the electricals, everything's under maintenance and warranty issues. And we tend to find that those brand new properties have got an extreme short vacancy period. So if the opportunity arises to be involved in a brand new property, I definitely recommend it.
Okay, I mean, we know that there's been not a lot of development happening over the last few years. So has that, in your experience, led to a shortage of those newer properties that are available, and hence the demand's higher for them?
The newer properties, there has been a lag in newer properties being finalised to the market. That's unquestionable. And we find that when they do become available, and if they are the right number of bedrooms and living area, nice space, they do get snapped up straight away, Ben.
Fantastic. Now, let's talk about rental managers. What do people need to look for when engaging a rental manager, obviously being one yourself? Anything they need to look out for, tips or traps?
I'll tell you what not to look out for. The very cheapest one you can find. Sorry, George, but
no,
I had to say that, mate.
No, Bob, I'm glad you did say that, because the history of a property management company is traditionally it's been a offshoot of a selling agency. And the selling agency most often not focuses on the selling side, not on the property management side. So when engaging a property management company, I would look at, you know, is it a designated property management company, or in fact is an offshoot of a selling agency? Bob, you hit the nail on the absolute head, because the most common question we get asked is, what are your fees? Now, the sad thing about that is, more often than not, it's the only question that the landlord thinks is of relevance, and it's the only question that they actually probably know what to ask. And the big trap in that is that somebody, as an example, could offer you 6% as a management fee, where somebody else could offer you maybe 9% as a management fee. But the other sad thing about that is, someone who's offering 6 might have another 10 to 15 other fees that can and are charged, where the person offering 9% might be having a lot lesser fees. So you could be going in for a 6% management fee, but with all the auxiliary fees, it ends up being more expensive than the people charging you 9%. Now, even if the fees were all identical, and they're not, what you have to look for when managing an investment property which is worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars is what is the service that you're receiving compared to just what is the fee? Because you're not buying a homogenous product from different service providers. So I would really go and look at the history of the property management company, look at is the principal himself or herself involved in the day-to-day running? Are they property investors? Don't just look at fees straight away.
Yeah, I think Warren Buffett had it pretty well nailed once when he said, price is what you pay for, value is what you get.
Oh, absolute. And, you know, and people think that they're receiving the exact amount of fees. And when you actually even break it down, the difference between a couple of percent here and there can actually be as little as 1 week vacancy. And so if you've got one property which is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, to choose a property manager based on, you know, a few $100 of fees is not the ultimate way to increase your portfolio.
Absolutely. Now, George, tell us a bit about your portfolio reviews and services. You've got services available on that front, don't you?
Yeah, we do, Ben. And one of the services that we do provide, which is an absolute free service offering, is that we do what they call a property management review. And in that review, we look at items as the history of the rental increases. So a lot of property managers may increase the rent $5, $10 a week, when in fact it could be not what that increase is compared to the market rate. It should have been maybe a $40 increase. We'll look at things like, is there in fact a quantity surveyor's report or a depreciation report on that property? We'll look at things like, are there ongoing maintenance issues that should have been addressed? We'll look at things like, can there be a preventative maintenance system implemented into the management of the property so the landlords can actually cash flow their property. We'll look at to see what is the history of the vacancy period. We'll look at, are there any ongoing arrear problems? We look at things like with the current management you do have, are there any communication issues? Are there any unauthorized maintenance requests? And one of the most common annoyances that we see for landlords is something as trivial as, or simple, not trivial, but as simple as, what is the distribution frequency of the rent being distributed to you, the landlord? It's your money. So more than 90% of all landlords receive their rent monthly in arrears. Some receive them bi-monthly, so the 15th and the end of the month. And we're one of the few companies that actually distribute your rent to the landlord, the landlord's rent to themselves, on a weekly basis rather than a mid-monthly or a cash flow basis. So if any of the listeners are interested in having a free property management review to see whether or not we are in a position to help them increase their returns, they're more than welcome to call us.
Gee, George, there's a lot to property management.
And that's the saddest thing, Bob, is there is so much to property management, but so little time is actually put into it by the landlords, and they don't understand what happens behind the scenes. So one of the things that is really driving me this year is to make the amount of work that goes behind the scenes a lot more visible to the landlords and the investors, so they realise it's a bigger question than just what are your fees.
You're right, there is a lot to it, which is a good reason why we use you.
Now let's wrap up, George. Finally, what's your views about renting with furniture? Just a little offshoot topic here.
Oh look, that's a great question. And renting with furniture, so there are some properties that you would never rent without furniture. So if you own an apartment, say in the middle of the CBD, and it's part of a rental pool and it's overnight stays, and that goes without question, furniture will be involved. Let's pretend we're not talking about those properties. We're talking about a normal investment type of a normal property investor. If it was previously your own home and you're renting it with your own furniture, then do not get emotionally attached to it, because you'll not find it in the condition that you left it in. So if it's your own home and people think, I must rent it with my furniture, then that may not be your best choice. Other problems we find is that people say, you know what, I'll buy a brand new unit, but I'll put a fridge in it. Well, most tenants already have some furniture, And we have found that a prospective tenant comes in there, they've got their own fridge, and there's already a fridge in the unit as an example. So I'd actually recommend, where possible, do not have any furniture in a rental property.
Right, because that could turn off that prospective tenant, because what's he going to do with his fridge?
Absolutely. And they don't want to put their fridge in the garage, and the landlord doesn't want his fridge in the garage. And more often than not, that tenancy then does not proceed. And we've seen that many times over. So even though it may appear as a good initial thought process for a normal property investor with a normal type of investment, I would recommend not to have any furniture in their property.
Fantastic. George, well, anything final from you, Bob?
No, George, what's your website address, George, while we're on it, mate?
Thanks, guys. Everyone is free to welcome to contact us on via our website, which is propertyportfolio.com.au. That's propertyportfolio.com.au. Our phone number in Brisbane is 07-3870-7500. Ask me personally and I'll welcome to your call.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for joining us, George Kafantaris from Property Portfolio.
Thanks, Bob and Ben.
Thanks, George.
Now back over to Craig for the second half of our headline news.
Welcome back to PropertyWise News. Australian property monitors have released figures indicating national asking rents for houses increased by 0.9%, while unit rents fell by 0.4% during the December quarter. The figures released by Australian property monitors show Brisbane, Hobart, Darwin and Adelaide all saw growth in both house and unit rents during the period. The report also confirms Sydney is the most expensive capital for tenants, with unit rental rates increasing by 5.4% during 2013. Sydney's median weekly asking rent was $500 for houses and $485 for units. Melbourne's overall result was subdued for the period, according to the report, while Adelaide is the most affordable mainland capital with a current median weekly asking rent of $350 for houses and $285 for units. Australian property monitors said Melbourne and Sydney were delivering the lowest yields for both houses and units, while Brisbane and Perth are providing investors with the highest yields for most housing. The market analyst said of all the major capitals, Brisbane continues to provide investors with the highest gross yields for both houses and units. And finally this week, according to credit ratings agency Fitch, Australian houses are still relatively affordable, even though prices have grown faster than those in other major economies. Low interest rates and high incomes with only modest employment declines are helping to keep Australian houses relatively affordable, according to the agency. The Fitch Global and Housing Outlook report predicts that in 2014, Australian prices will outstrip even countries recovering from the global financial crisis. Fitch says Australian house prices have more than tripled since 1997, even though prices fell 4% during 2011 and mid-2013. They stayed above those of the UK, our nearest rival. And that's it for PropertyWise News.
Well, that's a wrap for this week's edition of PropertyWise. Thanks very much for joining us. We do really appreciate your patronage. Please jump on the website and comment. The website address, www.propertywise.com. And stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to have more great content coming up. If you've got any questions, please do post them up on the website. There is a section for questions and we will answer them live on the shows. Look forward to being with you for the next show.